Let's do one on a one. Juan Tudon. T-U-T as in Tom. U-D-O-N. 62458. This is a 63-year-old gentleman who comes into there for multiple medical reasons. Number one, he has diabetes. He's been urinating a lot. He never checks his blood sugar. We're not sure how his A1C is doing, but I'm concerned that his blood sugar may be out of control. He's been gaining some weight, and he's only taking metformin 500 milligram once a day. He recently did see an eye doctor. He's got a large ventral hernia and having some abdominal pain. As a diabetic, he's never had his gallbladder checked, period. In the paragraph, he also feels dizzy from time to time. He's urinating a lot. Sugar versus BPH, one must consider both. Has had some lymphadenopathy in his neck that he's been concerned about and has had leg swelling and some tiredness. Period. In the paragraph, his wife says he snores a lot at night and he feels tired, but he does construction, and I'm not sure if he would complain of tiredness even if he was tired. Social, he's married, 21 years, one girl. Doesn't drink, doesn't smoke, never been a heavy smoker. Allergy, none. Immunization, COVID immunization is up to date. Maintenance, never had a colonoscopy. His eye exam is up to date as a diabetic. He needs blood work today. Review of system, large ventral hernia, headache, dizziness, tiredness, frequent urination, and everything that was mentioned above, along with hypersomnolence at night and slight edema in the lower extremity. Family history, mom and dad died of old age. One may have had a stroke, surgery, none. Medical problems, hypertension, diabetes, hyperlipidemia, medication, metformin, 500 milligram once a day, rovastatin, 40 milligram once a day, lisinopril, hydrochlorothiazide, 20-25 once a day. Patients alert, awake, and no distress. 200 pounds, 99%, 98.2, 16, 65, 137 over 78, heart positive, small positive is 2, lungs feel bronchi, abdomen is soft, there's a large ventral hernia present around the umbilicus, neurological non-focal, lower extremity shows a 1 plus pilodema, neck shows some shoddy lymphadenopathy, TMs are slightly red, posterior pharynx is minimally inflamed. Assessment, number one, diabetes, number two, check blood work, including hemoglobin A1C, number three, encourage patient to check sugars on a regular basis, number four, I suspect his medication needs to be adjusted since he's only taking metformin 500 milligram once a day. Next, number, dizziness, because this reason we looked at is carotid, especially with strong family history of stroke. No evidence of hemodynamically unstable lesions were found. We looked at his legs, no DVT was found. The swelling may be related to his possible sleep apnea. We'll check testosterone and talk to patient about sleep apnea. So far, he hasn't been very interested in a workup. Next number is arm pain related to his construction. So no sign of PVD or DVT was noted. Next number, he did have a slight RVH on the chest, on the echocardiogram that requires follow-up. Next number is refill his medication. Next number is check PSA. Next number is needs a colonoscopy, but not interested at this time. Next number is eye exam is up to date. Next number, dizziness, multifactorial. Next number, he does need to lose weight. He needs to lose about 10 pounds. We talked about this today. Next number, as far as abdominal pain is concerned, most likely related to ventral hernia. It's not incarcerated and or strangulated. He's not interested in having the hernia fixed. His gallbladder looks okay. His liver looks minimally fatty. His kidneys are within normal limits. My findings were discussed with patient at length. We'll have patient come back next week to go over his blood work. Thank you.